It's really a great opportunity, I think, for me, and it's really interesting. I've worked basically my entire USDA career kind of in the livestock and poultry area, first in the Packers and Stockyards programs, and then in AMS I was in the livestock, poultry, and seed program, and of course this position cuts across all segments of agriculture. So personally, my sort of first priority, I guess, is really just to get up to speed and spend some time, really getting back immersed into the other parts of agriculture that I haven't been quite as tuned into. The crop side, obviously, and the crop programs and that just aren't as important on the livestock side. I think it's just kind of myself just kind of getting the lay of the land and getting involved in that. And then it's just doing whatever needs to be done here. We have been spending a lot of time on the animal disease response. We've done a lot with the high path avian influenza. There's been some questions raised about the indemnity payments, both from the perspective of are they the right numbers, are they being calculated correctly and accurately, to sort of the broader question of what's the role of government in trying to eradicate the disease, and are the expenditures that the federal government is outlaid, like last spring, is that consistent with the benefit that you're getting from the disease eradication? So that's been pretty interesting.
Let's spend some time on that, Warren. As far as the indemnity payments, I know I work out of Minnesota, so all of the farms have repopulated and they're back up and operating. But with the losses that were incurred last year because of avian flu, walk me through what that's like from your perspective as far as making sure that you do have an accurate number and how those payments are going to be calculated. And it seems like it'd be very difficult.
Yeah. So, and in particular with, with poultry, one of the challenges that we don't have market prices, right, for the animals. Whether it's, a turkey, we have meat prices, but for a live bird price, that's not available. And for egg layers, there just really aren't any transaction prices available. But what the law, the Animal Health Protection Act, what it states is that the secretary shall compensate producers for the fair market value of any animals that are destroyed. And so that's been the interesting part is, well, what is the fair market value of something that we don't have market prices on? So we've been working quite a bit with APHIS on looking at their calculator and trying to determine what's the appropriate values there. I think turkeys, it's fairly straightforward. The calculator there takes, they start with the meat price. Since those birds ultimately, unless it's a breeder, obviously, they're destined, they're destined for slaughter at the end of their lives, obviously. So the calculator there works backward from that meat price, and you know, and then tries to take into account, well, what does it cost? What's the processing cost? And then what? How do we take that back then to a farm value at whatever stage of production that those birds happen to be? Layers has been the one that's been a real challenge because you're looking at the value of egg production, and that's fairly straightforward. I mean, you can get pretty you can obviously look at historical egg prices and historical data on the cost of production, but the challenge that we've had is then, well, how does that translate back into the value of the bird? You know, how much? Because obviously that whole, you know, sort of like if you looked at, 80 or 90 weeks of lay, and you could look at, well, how many eggs does that account for? You know, what does that mean in terms of how many eggs would be produced and survivability and the cost of production? That's all pretty straightforward. But then the question is, well, what would be that fair market value? And we've been involved in some discussions with the industry because they have raised questions about the calculations there.
So those numbers are fluid still at this point. Have some of those producers been receiving indemnity payments from the avian flu outbreak?
Yeah, so everything from last year is all closed out, and yes, they received the payments, and I think the total indemnities were somewhere in the order of $270 million. The cleaning and disinfection cost is actually, you know, that's quite a bit higher. So APHIS is, I think the two categories together, the indemnities and then the cleaning and disinfection, I think was something just under $1 billion for the, what is it, roughly 50 million birds that were destroyed last winter and spring. It was a pretty arduous process, and one of the things APHIS tried to do was they've moved to looking at a flat rate payment for the cleaning and disinfection costs, because what they did last year was they paid mainly contractors to do that, and it was just a really cumbersome process of making sure that, you know, people were getting reimbursed and that the payments were going out, and so what they've tried to do now is looking at going to a flat rate, and telling the producer, well, okay, here's, you know, based on what type of operation you have and what type of how many, you know, what was the population of animals, the birds, this would be the reimbursement you would get for cleaning and disinfection, and then you go about and do that the best you can, you know, however you choose to do that, whether you want to use some people that you already, you know, a lot of these places already have, they've got workers who are already, you know, who are already there, they know the operation, and then, of course, obviously, when they have to destroy the birds, they don't have work. So one of the things they can do is use the that cleaning and disinfection payment to pay their own workers to do that, and then APHIS would come back and monitor the process and then do the testing afterward to make sure that there was an effective eradication of, you know, of the virus. But then on the indemnities, those were all paid out last year. Industry has had some concerns about whether they were really reflective of fair market value or not. And we are looking at that. are likely to propose some recommendations to APHIS to possibly revise those calculators.
So some of those...
They do update them with new data periodically, but they're kind of looking at how do you take that value of egg production and then carry that back to the value of that bird, whatever stage of production it was destroyed.
So some producers could receive further compensation?
Not for last year.
Okay.
No, my understanding is that that's closed out.
And then help me I always get this confused, Warren, with the indemnity program. Was it the birds that had to be depopulated that the insurance covers, or was it the birds that died from the virus? Because it's not both, right?
It would be the ones that are depopulated.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, because most of the 50 million birds, I mean, you know, the ones that actually had the virus, it was probably a small amount of them.
Right.
But, you know, they were, my understanding is when a barn was hit, it was devastating. I don't know if you went to any of the workshops or anything, I went to a couple of the APHIS workshops, and I saw some, they had some photos of a turkey barn, right, that, like, the producers just started seeing this, you know, high rate of deaths, and when the state officials went out there, it was like, at whatever time of day it was, they took this picture. You know, you saw there were a few dead birds, but most were standing. And I think it was like 9 hours later. It's like there's like two birds still standing out of all these birds, and the rest had died just from the disease.
Yeah, I remember doing some interviews with producers shortly after the outbreaks had started, and I was asking about symptoms. And basically, it was like that. They'd say they'd notice a few birds that may have been dead, and then within that same day, then it was hundreds of birds. So there weren't any other real symptoms. It was just the immediate death from the influenza.
Yeah, yeah. So the birds that I think that if a particular barn was hit, you know, those birds were kind of, you know, on their way out anyway. But it's it's really these layer operations where the surrounding barns, those birds were likely to be healthy, but they were also very likely to be, you know, to be exposed to the virus, and so that's where the indemnity is paid for taking them out.
So that'll be one of your priorities this year, is to further analyze what's the proper amount for repayment. Hopefully it's not even an issue this year, and there aren't any more cases of it, but
right, knock on wood. Yeah. Yeah.
What else are you looking at as a priority right now, Warren?
Yeah. Well, obviously we have the Agricultural Outlook Forum coming up here in, what are we at now? 2 weeks away, 2 weeks away, the 25th and 26th. I just have a small role there, moderating the livestock and poultry luncheon. But my boss, Rob Johansson, will be giving the situation and outlook speech at the opening of the forum, and so we're gearing up for that and getting his talk put together. Otherwise it's really just kind of moving into this role and getting better familiarity with all the things that are going on. One of the responsibilities that I have is a regulatory review, and there are regulations that are moving through the department. And so obviously those tend to be time sensitive to look at the regulatory impact analysis to ensure that everything is solid before those go up to the Office of Management and Budget. I guess the other sort of related to the indemnities, there is some interest here in the department of looking at some of these, I guess we've kind of dubbed it the minor species, but some of these species and perhaps even plant products as well that we don't have prices on, that either they're just they're a commodity that is either a niche type commodity, or it's not a like in the case of egg laying pullets, it's not something that we have sort of trade numbers on, and so we're trying to take a look at what's appropriate ways of valuing those animals, whether it be for indemnities or for sort of policy analysis. Food Safety Inspection Service is doing if they're looking at changes in their regulations, if it's something obviously that becomes economically significant, then typically they need to look at what does that mean in terms of consequences for the for the firms that have to implement whatever the change in the regulation might be, and what might that mean for consumers. So so we're going to be taking a look at that, and I'm going to be heading up a small group of folks to be looking at that issue, and that's kind of on my near near term horizon.
Sure. Yeah, Warren, I've got more than enough good stuff here, especially on the indemnity and poultry. That's going to work out well for some stories. So unless there was something else you wanted to say, I'm all set.
No, that's good. I've kind of kind of blathered on here, but I'm really just looking forward to the opportunity.
If USDA has publicly said anything about further analyzing the way that you value poultry in the indemnity program, or is this something that hasn't really been discussed publicly yet?
I don't know that there's really been anything out there sort of broadly in the public. I know that there's been discussions with producer groups. But I don't know that, that this is something that APHIS is kind of put out there.
Okay.
So it's been pretty, frankly, it's a sensitive topic. Because, obviously nobody wants to get hit with any kind of disease like that. But of course it's financially devastating, even, regardless of, regardless of getting indemnified or not. It's a traumatic thing. But then there is kind of there is this question of, what's the way that, how can APHIS, how can the department ensure that we can stamp out these diseases as quickly as possible and get cooperation from producers to report the disease, because that's the key is, and that's where APHIS really put in the effort this after the outbreak last year, is just really critical to get it stamped out as quickly as possible, so you don't have these you don't have these birds out there that are basically incubating the virus and shedding it into the environment to be spread even further. So it's an important question. And obviously, the last spring, it was a lot of federal funds, and And then for the industry itself, there was an even bigger, you know, even bigger losses. And, you know, we obviously lost we lost trade due to this trade restrictions. And so it's an important issue. But that said, I think a lot of the stuff that APHIS has been dealing with is updating the plan, updating their readiness plan, and really working with the states and with industry and trying to, you know, to make sure that we're, you know, again, knock on wood, but that we're in a really good position to try to act quickly. And that seems to have been the case with the outbreak in southern Indiana. So let's just hope it stays that way.